consummation of life. The Self is one in all living beings. There is no difference between a saint and sinner as far as the Self is concerned. The Self in a saint is the Self in a sinner. Yet their personalities are of opposite natures. In fact, humanity comprises a variety of countless personalities. No two persons are the same. The heterogeneity is brought about by the differences in their material equipments. Their bodies, minds, and intellects differ. The one Self in different equipments manifests as different beings, just as electricity, being one, expresses differently in the variety of electrical gadgets. Even of opposite natures, like heat in a heater, cold in a cooler. Your focus of attention is ever upon your body, mind, and intellect, your perception and action, emotion and thought. Thereby you experience heterogeneity, diversity in the world. That causes friction, frustration. People become adversaries to combat with. Your mind remains agitated. To find harmony, therefore, you shift your focus of attention to the Self, the spiritual core of beings. You will recognize a homogeneity everywhere. Your mind turns peaceful and happy. In the past, palaces in India had rooms with mirrors all over in the inner walls. The decorated king was wont to look at himself before his appearance in public. He would view his reflections to ensure that his decoration was proper. Once, the palace dog entered the mirror room. It saw so many dogs all around. Bewildered and terrified, it barked at them, scampered about, pounced on them. So did those dogs. Thus, jumping, barking, and biting, the poor animal collapsed on the floor. This has been the sad plight of human beings. In your ignorance, you see the beings of the world as different, opposed to you. You develop animosity, bitterness, hatred towards the world, and suffer mental strain and stress. You must therefore learn to recognize your own Self reflected everywhere, as the king saw himself in his reflections. The Self that enlivens your material equipments is the same that enlivens all other beings. Thus do you develop an attitude of friendship, harmony, and love towards the world at large, a feeling of oneness with all beings. The sun above is all light, but on earth people experience day and night. Likewise, the Atman, the Supreme Self, is all blissful, yet you go through the cycle of joy and sorrow. The source of these diverse experiences is your inner Self. You have lost sight of your Self. Your attention and interest is upon the world. You experience the day of pleasure and the night of pain. You must regain your identity with the Self, your unity with God, the Supreme Reality. Utilize your equipments and the world to transcend them and reach your original being, the abode of absolute peace and bliss. Into that state of being, all physical pleasure, emotional joy, and intellectual rapture dissolve. That is the culmination of human life. People the world over do not realize their real worth. the absolute state of being that lies within them, the infinite happiness of the self. They have discarded the nectar of divinity within and are trying to find peace and happiness in the world. All the pleasure and joy derived from the world would not be worth a drop in the ocean of bliss within your own self. It is a blunder you commit in courting outward objects and beings. Judas Iscariot sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver. So have you sold your Christ within for the shadows of pleasure and joy in the world. You ought to be wiser than that. Your own self has it all. Seek within. In the Vedic texts, Keno Upanishad, the Guru deplores this grave blunder of humanity. He cries out, "He who does not realize the self here in his lifetime suffers immeasurable loss." A prince went to a hermitage to pay his respects to a sage. He prostrated before the holy man. The sage promptly rose and prostrated to the prince. The prince was bewildered. He recoiled and pleaded, "O master, how could you do such a thing?" The sage asked in turn, "Why did you prostrate to me?" "Because you are a man of renunciation," rejoined the prince. "You have given up this world, which we are all running after. You have attained godhood." The sage softly inquired, "Which do you consider superior of the two, the world or God?" "God, of course," the prince replied. "Then, do you realize," continued the sage, "I have only renounced the world, but you have renounced God. Who has demonstrated greater renunciation?" The prince woke up to the reality of life and soon realized the absurdity of worldly pursuits. So should you. Get to the real source of peace and happiness within you. Realize the divinity of yourself. The entire world pales into insignificance. You will reach the state of enlightenment. William Cowper extols this state in his poem, The Solitude of Alexandra Selkirk. "I am monarch of all I survey, my right there is none to dispute.